a CBC radio interview with a skier.
For many people, the mere thought of downhill ski racing is challenging enough. Now, think of doing it while you're legally blind. Well, Marnie Winder does just that. In fact, she's pretty darn good at it. She's competing at the Paralympics in Nagano with her husband Dale, who is her guide. Earlier this morning, the duo won their second medals of the game, and they took bronze in the giant slalom competition. I reached them after the race, and I asked Marnie to tell me about it.
Today we ran the GS, Giant Slalom, and were able to capture the bronze. We had a slight mishap in the first run. We were going really fast, and I did a slap down, as we call it.
What's a slap down?
Oh, it's kind of slipping on your side, going down, and but not going right over. So back up again, and off you go. And the end result was a bronze.
Where is the medal?
Well, actually, it's in my room right now. It was getting very heavy, and we've been wearing it for quite a while.
Can you take us through, for people who haven't seen it before, exactly how you go about downhill skiing, Marnie? And maybe Dale, you can jump in and talk about your role as well.
Basically, I just ski in front of Marnie. She has enough vision that she can actually see me go down the course. And over the years we've been skiing together, we've developed a little technique we use, and now we also use radio, so we have radio communication between the two of us, so I can warn her about things, terrain changes and changes in the course, the way it's set, and so on and so forth. So I sort of describe the course to her as we ski through it.
It sounds, Marnie, like an incredible amount of trust is involved in that relationship.
You're right. There's a great deal, and it took quite a while to actually, you know, really give the trust and go for it, go as fast as I could behind him. And not hold back.
How did you reach that point where you could hand over that level of trust?
I think the racing, just being involved in ski racing, and when we're at training camp, we really train very hard. And, you know, the repetition, and eventually it just happens.
Have you ever had any major mishaps together?
We've had some awful close calls, you know, from time to time. Yeah. Most of our close calls come when we're recreational skiing. When the hill is busy and you have other skiers to sort of ski between us or bump into Marnie or something like that, it can be kind of exciting then.
Dale, you must have to be quite an athlete as well.
Well, I think there's a lot of people to argue that.
What do you think?
I guess I'm not a bad skier.
What do you think, Marnie? Maybe you're the best one to answer that.
Well, I think that one's pretty funny, you know, because he sits in a tractor all summer. But he's an excellent skier. He finds skiing very easy. So that helps, too, with me, that, you know, I know he is a good skier, and he's fluid, and so it's easier for me to follow him.
What's the competition like there for you?
Pretty tough. In our classification, our major competition are two girls from Czechoslovakia, and they've been skiing quite a long time, and they're good. But we're right in there with them, so it gets quite exciting. We all wish each other good luck before the race, and we all congratulate each other after the race. So that's a good relationship with them. And sometimes there's another classification, and when we race with them, there is a Spanish girl who's very, very fast. And I don't think I could beat her in this lifetime.
So what does it mean to you now to be the owner of these two medals, silver and a bronze?
Wow. I think it's saying, maybe we should keep at this for a few more years.
Maybe there's some talent there.
Well, the rewards are coming, and I'm very, very, very proud to be able to bring these back home to Canada. It's a big event. The competition here is very good. The level of competition has increased so much in the last few years that I'm very proud to be able to compete at this level. And I sure want to thank everybody in Saskatchewan that's been supporting us, our friends and relatives, the kids in the school in Delisle, and Pat Prokopchuk from Sasky, who's been a wonderful help. I just have to say that because they're important.
Dale, do you stand on the podium, too, when Marnie gets the medals?
Yes, I do. I even get a medal.
Do you?
Yeah.
And what's that like for you?
Oh, it's a big thrill, of course. Something people always dream about, I think, and now I've done it. So it's a big thrill.
What's next for you?
Well, the Canadian Nationals. They'll be in Banff from the end of March, March 29th to April the 3rd. So that's our next set of races.
Not a lot of a break for you.
Not really. We'll get back, a few days rest, then do some training, and then off to Banff.
All right. Well, good luck
and
to you.
And then back home to Saskatchewan, April the 4th.
I imagine it'll be quite a homecoming for you.
Oh, I hope so. We're looking forward to coming home.
Thanks very much to both of you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Marnie and Dale Winder have won two medals at the Paralympics in Nagano, and they hail from Delisle, Saskatchewan.